PodQuiz 1077. Hi there, and welcome to PodQuiz 1077. I have a little collection of thank yous and an apology to make before we get started this week. First off, thanks to Charlie, who came up with the idea for round two this week. Thanks to Peter of the Mnemonic Memory podcast, who is guest hosting round four this week. And a belated thanks to James, who came up with the idea for last week's quickfire round. And that's where the apology comes in. This was not James's fault, it was mine. I made a mistake in that round and quoted the wrong film for the first in which the character Hannibal Lecter appeared. So I'm very sorry about that. Okay, let's get started.
Round one.
Let's start this week with an odd one out music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music for which I'd like you to tell me artist and title. And for number five, you need to identify the odd one out of the four.
Question one.
You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children, and some of them abuse. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
question two.
Look at the stars. Shine for you, everything you do. In the town where I was born,
question three,
lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves.
Farmer, put away the DDT now.
Question four.
Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. The cave paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam.
Question five.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the odd one out of those four.
Round two.
Round two is on weddings.
Question six.
According to a 2020 survey by OnBuy, which Elvis Presley song is the world's most popular song for a newlywed couple to dance their first dance to?
Question seven.
Which US city is known as the wedding capital of the world, with more than 100,000 weddings performed annually?
Question 8.
In the movie Crazy Rich Asians, how much did the wedding cost? $1 million? $40 million? Or $140 million?
Question 9.
In 2011, a televised wedding watched by millions around the world featured an iconic balcony kiss. Who were the well-known couple?
Question 10.
Which classic cult favourite movie features characters including Princess Buttercup, Inigo Montoya, Fezzik, and Miracle Max?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on television. You're about to hear 5 short clips from television programmes, and for each, I'd like you to tell me the name of the show.
Question 11.
Morgan, what's happened to you? Your face, it's all covered in pink spots.
Oh, dear.
You must be sick, Morgan. Maybe we should call a doctor.
Oh.
Ooh. Did you hear that, B1?
I certainly did, B2.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, B1?
I think I am, B2. It's Dr. Banana's time.
Question 12.
4779, back to back on 2.
379.
We've lost Terry. We're sitting tight waiting for backup. Suggest you do the same.
Wilco.
It's okay, ma'am. It's okay. The bullets can't get through the armor plating. It's okay. It's okay.
Question 13.
Yes, sirree. Working here is much more peaceful than being at home with Didi.
Working late again, Dexter?
Yes, sir, Yanni. I'll be burning the midnight oil tonight for sure.
Will you excuse me, please?
Sure, Dexter. No problem.
Question 14.
Wonder how that old hole got in the wall. Oh, well. Oh, Sprocket, we're going to have good times here. Well, come on, Sprocket, lend a hand.
Some giant magical force penetrated the very substance of... An opening has appeared, and I can gaze into outer space. There it lies, strange and mysterious, just as the legend said it would. The final frontier for Fraggledom.
Question 15.
My boss is God.
Oh, boy, my sister really picked a winner.
You wanted the truth, I'm giving it to you. I'm an angel. I'm not one of the best, but I try. And I make mistakes. Bicycles were a mistake. But he let me have them.
He?
Yeah, God.
Round 4.
Big hello to James and all the Pod Quiz listeners out there. My guest round today will be on the band that was formed in London and has been active for over 60 years and perfectly typifies the phrase sex, drugs and rock and roll. The Rolling Stones. So with no further ado, on with the quiz.
Question 16.
Where are the Rolling Stones on the list of best-selling groups of all time? And your options are second, third, or fourth.
Question 17.
What age did the band founder, Brian Jones, die?
Question 18.
What Rolling Stones song did Microsoft use in their commercial for Windows 95 in 1995?
Question 19.
What year did the Rolling Stones officially form? And your options are 1956, 1962, or 1968.
Question 20.
What was the name of the Rolling Stones drummer who passed in 2021?
Thanks, Peter. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the answers after Mary's Wedding by Slantcher.
Step wiggly, on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and arm we go, off for Mary's Wedding. Over hill, ways up and down, myrtle green and bracken brown. Pass the shilling through the town, all for sake of Mary. Step wiggly, on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and on we go, off for Mary's Wedding. Plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty peat to fill her creel. Plenty Mary Burns as well as the toast for Mary.
Number one was Little Red Corvette by Prince. Number two was Yellow by Coldplay.
Yeah, they were all yellow. I came along, I wrote a song for you. And we live.
Number three was Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
Submarine.
Number four was Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
The big yellow taxi took away my old man.
And for number five, the odd one out was the Prince song Little Red Corvette.
Put up a parking lot.
Because all of the others had yellow in the title. We had Yellow from Coldplay, Yellow Submarine, and Big Yellow Taxi.
Round two.
Round two was on weddings, and the answer to number six, that Elvis Presley song that is the popular choice for the first dance, is Can't Help Falling in Love. Number seven, the US city that is the wedding capital of the world, is Las Vegas. Number eight, in the movie Crazy Rich Asians, the wedding cost $40 million. Number nine, the 2011 wedding was between Prince William and Kate Middleton, as they were then, now the Prince and Princess of Wales. And number 10, the movie with characters including Princess Buttercup and Inigo Montoya was The Princess Bride.
Round 3.
Round 3 was television, and the answer to number 11 was Bananas in Pyjamas.
It's Dr. Banana's time.
Number 12 was Bodyguard.
It's okay.
Number 13 was Dexter's Laboratory.
Excuse me, please.
Sure, Dexter, no problem.
Strange. Number 14 was Fraggle Rock.
The final frontier for Fraggledom.
And number 15 was Highway to Heaven.
Yeah, God.
Round 4.
Hi everyone, Peter back with the answers. And question 16 was, where are the Rolling Stones on the list of best-selling groups of all time? And your options were second, third, or fourth. And the Rolling Stones are fourth behind ABBA, Queen, and the Beatles, which are number one. And question 17 was, what age did the band founder Brian Jones die? And Brian Jones died at the age of 27. Unfortunately, part of the 27 Club, and he died of a drug overdose. And question 18. What Rolling Stone song did Microsoft use in their commercial for Windows 95 in 1995? And the Rolling Stone song that Microsoft used in their commercial for Windows was Start Me Up, and I believe they paid $3 million for the privilege. And question 19, what year did the Rolling Stones officially form? And your options were 1956, 1962, or 1968. And the Rolling Stones officially formed in 1962 in London, England. And our final question, what was the name of the Rolling Stones drummer who passed in 2021? And that Rolling Stones drummer was Charlie Watts, who was a key part of the band's sound for nearly 60 years. Again, a big thanks to James for letting me host his legendary quiz. It's always good fun. And if you would like to remember more trivia and fun facts, check out my podcast, The Mnemonic Memory Podcast, where we leave no fact unremembered. Cheers. Take care.
Thanks very much, Peter. Very enjoyable as always. I managed to score 4 out of 5 on that round, so I'm feeling quite pleased with myself. If anyone else out there would like to have a go guest hosting a round, I'm always receptive to that. Best way is to contact me at quizmaster@podquiz.com and we can arrange something. Okay then, that's it for this week. I shall be back next week with another 20 questions. Until then, bye now.